Okay. On the stack, we have Barbara, and then I'm going to put myself on the stack, and then we'll see where we are at the end of that. So, Barbara?
Okay, I have a question and a suggestion. I'll take the question first. I was interested that you were talking about town hall meetings. Were you saying that you've had a few recently?
Yes, our recent town hall meeting, our most recent town hall meeting was this past April. And if I might, I can just give you a real brief thumbnail sketch of what our strategy was. Heretofore, our town hall meetings were not very well attended. Actually, the attendance was abysmal. We've changed our strategy with town halls, and we've reinvigorated our town hall. Our last town hall meeting was a capacity, full capacity, sold out event. We embedded a fundraising event as part of, or attached a fundraising opportunity as part of the town hall meeting. We invited, as a special guest,
Amy Goodman.
Amy Goodman, yes. Mm. Thanks, Campbell. And we just had great proof of, there's just great result.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to having a, just capacity full event, the event went off terrific. We got great comments from the event, and we also raised revenue.
Yeah.
Is there any
can I
sort
just
of
clarify, Barbara? It is Bruce. I just want to clarify one thing. I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea. We didn't charge people to attend the town hall.
Mm-hmm.
That was an event.
I'm sorry. Yes.
This is the LSB's town hall, and that was open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
But John's absolutely correct, though, that it was a full room of people, and we hadn't had that kind of attendance in a while. It's the pre-event, which was the Amy Goodman event, a little reception.
Which
drew people, but people didn't leave after that. They stayed, and we had some really terrific discussion on various matters of interest that the public had, concerning the station. We got a lot out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a way of, using two things at once,
mm-hmm.
and it worked very well.
Is there any sort of little brief written report you could distribute?
Well, there
if
is.
If not,
in a way,
that's okay. I just
our outreach and development committee worked on that, and
mm-hmm.
I can always get something from them because their chairman worked
mm-hmm.
on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
I probably have it somewhere.
That's okay. I just thought rather than take more time to discuss it, because
sure.
I know we've talked about having them, and they seem to be kind of hard to get off the ground. About your move, I was interested that you were talking about the engineering experts and the technical integrator and so on. But I have a suggestion. I've worked in different situations in my working life and had to be in charge of moving three offices, different outfits, and found a really wonderful group that is, if you need just movers to move stuff.
Oh, wow.
And that is the Delancey Street Group. They started in San Francisco, but apparently they are national. And they're really very reliable, very organized, and quite good at their job.
Thank you. That's the Delancey Group?
Delancey Street.
Delancey Street
Group.
Great.
It's a group of rehabilitating individuals.
Yes.
And this is a business that they have been operating for a number of years very successfully.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you.
I don't know if they're in your area, but I wouldn't be surprised if
uh-huh.
they are.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you, Barbara. I guess I'm just going to go to myself quickly. And
okay. I'd like to be on the stack after.
Oh, no, then go ahead, Kim.
Okay,
that's fine.
I have a few questions.
Sure.
Are you under or over your budget to date?
To date, under budget. As of June's figures, about $94,000.
You're $94,000 under budget?
Yes.
Okay. I'm a little, maybe I heard it wrong, but this, like, one donor who's, like, now on air making cards, and what if he doesn't like your new programming changes kind of thing? I mean, we don't want to get into a situation like where one person with a lot of money has...
Well, this is... I'm sorry. It's not going to be limited to one donor. We're actively preparing for a wide array of testimonials.
You understand my concern.
Of course. Sure. Right. I do.
And Kim, this is Bruce.
Yeah.
This is... This is a true donor. I mean, this person has been, you know, during all our on-air drives for quite a while now.
Oh, okay.
This is a person who's uses his business success to actually further things in the community. He doesn't come asking for things for himself. He's moved to help out, and he's actually quite loyal to the station, which is a great thing. Because you're right, we don't want someone just coming in just to use their money to, you know, for influence. But I can tell you that's not what's happening here. This is actually the kind of situation we need to find. And,
okay.
And like John said, we actually need to find some more people. And in a city, in an area where we are, we should be able to find people willing to step up to help us with the, you know, with the finding the big dollars that we need for the challenges that lie above us. And we ask a lot of our listeners, and they do give, but there's people in this community who can afford to give more.
Right.
We're seeking out. And
I
think the thing is, in the past, we have not made the effort to find those people and bring them into the fold, and that's where what we have the change that we're intending to make.
Right. I'm not done.
Who's that? Who wants to be on the stack? Let me just so I can capture the stack. Who was that?
Arlene.
Okay. Kim, continue.
I'm looking on the grant income line 16, and you know, I see the number for 11, mm-hmm. and I see the number for 12, and it's a significant raise. Is, you know, number one, what is that based on? And number two, here kind of is a situation with a paid development director not quite making more, you know, it's the salary versus what are they bringing in issue to me. But, you know, so there are two issues there, one of which is bigger than this conversation, but it's still of concern. But there is a significant hopefulness towards what might be coming next year in terms of grants.
Okay. Is that the end of your question, Kim?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll take a response from whoever wants to respond, then we'll go to Arlene.
Well, I mean, before John jumps, I'll tell you right now, from my point of view, I can tell you our development director more than earns her paycheck. And I realize it's not all directly from grants. In fact, while she does handle grants for us, you know, I think we're going to be looking to get more help in that area for, but she manages our on-air drives and a lot of the other fundraising things that go on, and she puts in the time and the effort and makes sure that things work. So I don't think we're, lacking in that area. I mean, she's an asset.
Just just, you know, a comment on that. It's like, I have no doubt that she's an asset, but this isn't the definition of a development director, in my opinion, and just in terms of the stations, you know, using this term, it's, I don't know.
Well, I'll be honest with you.
Kim, you said you were done, and I kind of want to move the stack, so let's not get too much back and forth going on.
Okay.
That said, go ahead. I think that was Bruce who was talking.
Oh, I was just going to say, I don't know where the title originated from. You're right about that. The job description may not be exactly what you would call, you know, development director, but it's the, but this is, you know, as far as our person who is helping to bring revenue in an organized way and keep us, you know, the money flowing in, that's the job she does. And there's a lot entailed into that. I mean, so I could let Robert and John speak to that more if they'd like.
No, it's not. I mean, I'm just kind of making the point. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go on to Carlene, who was next on the stack.
Just an answer, last comment. You know, there are many different definitions and job descriptions for a development director. I think the one commonality is that their job is in some way related to helping bring financial support or other support into the station or into the organization. But then beyond that, there are as many different job descriptions as probably there are people in jobs that are labeled development director. I just wanted to go back for a minute to the Andy Shalhau major donor issue and comment that I have dealt with Andy both under the previous administration, the interim administration, and now with John, and he's remained with the station in all cases. His loyalties belong or are with the station and what it stands for in that community, and they just dovetail with all of his many other areas of interest in supporting the community. There's also a chance that he may, as we move along, become involved in some other areas too, as that ties into his business interests. But Andy's supporting, and he's not only supporting WPFW, but he supports many of the other progressive organizations in the community, and does so without in any way interfering with what their programming or what their goals are, but just because he agrees with their progressive ideals.
Okay. Is there anyone else who wants to talk? Can I put myself on the stack? Or?
Lavarin, one little question.
The point of order, Madam Chair, are we okay on the time? Or do we have a
time? We are okay on the time. We are getting towards the end of the allotted time, but we're not over it yet. We did give ourselves 45 minutes for this because it is a budget review.
Okay.
And that's about where we are. I'm going to have Lavarin speak. I'd like to say something, and then I think you're right. We would need to probably wrap it up at that point for tonight, however far we've gotten. But Lavarin, you can go ahead.
Yes, just briefly, when we look at our staffing up at our station, I think that what we have had to rely on, and I think that we've been successful at this, is that many people wear different hats, and they basically take on the task that has to be done, and that's what has been done with all of us, including me. So, you know, if I know in terms of, like, identifying strict jobs, that's really not happening at Pacifica because all of us have to do so many tasks that are not really related to our job, our strict job, but we're doing that plus the other. So just want to, like, put that in mind, and that, you know, and the budget, I think, is outlined by John, by Robert, and by Bruce, is a challenge, but I think that it shows that what we can do, and that we will all, including all of us on this call, will be helping them to do and for next year.
Okay. So
So I'm going to call on myself, and I want to, I guess, make a quick comment and then ask a question. The comment is basically to say that I knew the WPFW budget was, in a sense, going to be a tremendous challenge, probably the biggest budgetary challenge that any station faces this year by a mile. So I do want to say thank you for the, you know, obviously the thought that's gone into this. I don't know entirely what I was expecting to receive, but the fact that it's been as well thought out as it has been, and I think realistic about what the challenge is and what the possible solutions are, is really pretty heartening. And I appreciate the detailed exposition that we've gotten, the explanation, and the fact that I feel confident that everything has been considered. And I don't always feel that way when I review budgets, you know, as an NSC member. So I want to express some thanks for that and also some admiration. That said, I mean, this is sort of a question that I ask a lot on budget, so it's not going to be terribly different. But, of course, in this situation, it is perhaps a bit more stark, which is, despite the monumental efforts that I believe that WPFW is going to make and the plans that have been crafted and the fact that you're facing these moves, so some of these expenses are etched in stone. They cannot, you know, they have, the money has to be found. Do you have any parameters for a, I don't want to say a contingency plan, but shall we say a coping method if some percentage of the goals prove, could you know, prove not to happen because we have a difficult economy.
Sure.
Well, you get the question. But
very
basically,
good.
Let's say if we come up 20% short.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, if we come up 50% short, it's a catastrophe. But let's say 10 to 15 to 20% short. Do we have some thoughts about what kinds of things we might be able to do to mitigate that?
We're absolutely required to have a safety net plan for the move. If this, if we're not able to realize the revenue projection specific to the move, we've got to have a fail-safe fallback safety net move that we can leap to. Should we not be able to realize even a significant or less than significant portion of the $750,000 that we're budgeting for the move?
Yeah.
So, yes, great question to answer your question. Yes, the engineers are, as we speak, developing a contingency plan that will keep us on air.
Good. Okay. That's what I wanted to know. Okay, and the other thing that I would add is that for people who were not on the Finance Committee last year, I want to reiterate the point that John made, that there were, I don't want to use an adjective, but there were severe hourly reductions at WPFW and layoffs that affected every employee substantially. I think it was by far the largest cuts that any division took in there. I don't think they had a single employee that was more than half time last year.
See, Tracy, we're talking
I understand. I understand. I'm sorry. I will leave it there. The reductions were severe, and they were proportionally much higher than many of the other divisions, all of the other divisions. And I'm glad to see that there is, you know, some attempt to even out the pendulum a bit. That's good to see, and I hope we can pull it off. It's good news. Okay. So with that, we're sort of at the end of our time for this item. So I guess the question goes out to the group: do we want to pick up this budget again on the 23rd, or do we feel that with a fairly small investment of time that we could act on this budget?
Any thoughts?
Well, I hope that we can act on this budget.
Yes. I'm asking everybody else. I understand that.
As long as there's silence, I thought I would throw that in there.
Mm-hmm.
This is Ken. I'll speak to that.
And Bill.
Okay, let's go to Ken and then Bill. Uh-huh. Ken?
Okay, of course it's a Herculean task, but there seems to be a group of people who seem to have the energy and the creativity and the networking and are facing reality. They're willing to expand their efforts so we can keep our fingers crossed. I do want to point out, as I stated before, I was not aware of this before the meeting. If they've only did 53 or 55 days of fundraising, I know it's burdensome on the listeners, but there's a margin there to pick up the 15 or 20% or 10 to 15% of extra income required. So I would, if the presentation had been glib and shallow, I'd say, well, we're going to do whatever we got to do to get the money. I wouldn't support it, but it sounds like this is a planned routine. And with competent people who have a track record of success, it's at least a reasonable effort. It's still a bet on a horse race, but at least it's a reasonable bet.
Bill, thanks. I don't recall if I mentioned this. We're as part of the plan connected to the on-air drive component of this plan. The station hasn't enjoyed, for instance, a December pledge drive. The station hasn't commissioned a December year-ending drive, and it's our observation, recognition that by not doing a drive, the station has effectively left revenue on the table. This will be the first time in, I don't know, maybe the history of the station, but certainly a first time in a long time that we'll be conducting a year-end drive with all of the attendant sort of science considered by the industry as to what is what year-end drives yield. So that's part of the formula.
Yeah. Okay. I think Bill was next.
Yeah, thanks. And I do appreciate all the information. I guess I would like to see, I think we ought to wait till the next meeting. I'd like to see a very brief contingency plan in writing, even if just one page. I don't want to burden you with a lot of extra work, but just something in writing that says, you know, what we're going to do if we don't get a certain amount of money by certain dates. You need to have some schedule in there so that everybody knows, not just us, but other people at the station know, you know, what's going to happen if the money doesn't come in per the budget, per the cash flow on the budget.
Uh-huh.
Would that be possible?
This is Bruce.
Yeah. Sure.
And Robert, you can definitely jump in here if you want. I think, though, it's a bottom line kind of contingency. But if you remember, one aspect that is a component of what we're looking at here is what we call bank financing. And while we don't want to have to borrow money, but we know that we're going to have to borrow some. It's going to have to be part. And you know, if this is in effect a part of the safety net, and that if we have to, we may end up having to borrow more than you know, proportionally. But I want to say that part of our goal is in moving to our, we don't know for sure where we're going to end up right now, that we do have our, you know, sights on a place, but we are looking to reduce our actual, you know, the rent, the office rent, you know, studio rent costs and things like that, reducing costs in the coming year to offset, you know, paying any loan back so that we see it as a do. In other words, we're not just talking about borrowing money and then praying for being able to pay it back. It's part of the plan do that. So, but that, you know, is kind of like a bottom line, you know, situation. And I do want to point out that, as you can see the way we worked this out, we did not build this budget on the, any premise at all of, you know, falling back on Pacifica or the other stations. And we're trying to carry this load for the most, as much as we can, on our own shoulders, because it's our responsibility. And this is a tremendous challenge. But we really have nowhere to look, I mean, then forwards, because the only other alternative is to fail, and we're not planning on doing that. And but there is a, you know, like I say, there is a, you know, last-ditch fallback position. I don't know if Robert wants to speak on that.
Well, you know, of course, our we would not want to borrow money if we could avoid it. But I think what our contingency plan would be, and, you know, I've actually looked at options for financing as short as 5 years and as long as 10 years, should we not achieve our revenue goals. And we do have a lender who's willing to work with us in terms of loaning us money to make this move happen.
So, I mean, I don't know, I hope, I don't know if that answers your question, Bill.
Well,
Bill, why don't
Pacifica Pacifica doesn't have the best credit rating right now. So, I mean, you need, if you're assuming you can just borrow more money from a bank, do you have some confidence they'd actually be willing to do that if,
yeah,
if your income's below projections?
Well, that's actually somebody we've worked with in the past.
Yeah. We already, we have something worked out in terms of an offer, and we know what, you know,
but
the possible.
You have an idea of what the terms would be and what would be possible?
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
So, and again, that's our fallback position. We're not, that's not our first position. Our first position is to raise the money.
A point of information or a point of order, if I'd like more details on that, but I think I'd rather reserve it for closed session.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other thoughts about where to go from here on this budget from anyone who hasn't spoken?
Arpal?
Yes, Arpal.
Okay. Let me say that my concern here is I'm viewing the move as the way I've seen moves go in the past in Pacifica. And I don't think any station has ever been able to move all on its own financially. And I also know, especially with close experience at WBAI, when we moved years ago, that things can go sideways very rapidly. And my concern here is, given the historic thing of states always needing help from Pacifica for a move, is that I want to make sure that if WPFW can't fully fund the move itself, that we don't rely fully on the idea that they will do that, so that, in other words, Pacifica will be ready, will understand that it has to be ready to throw in possibly some six-figure amount to make that move happen. In other words, I don't want to see Pacifica saying, okay, so that's covered there, and we don't have to worry about it. I think Pacifica has to keep in mind we need a contingency plan, because we may, Pacifica, one way or another, may need to throw six figures in at this to make it happen. I just am concerned that Pacifica really do that. I mean, even if we pass the budget and say, yes, we'll do it this way, and we figure these large extra amounts will come in, Pacifica still needs to somehow budget to be able to bolster this.
Okay, I think that LaVarne is the person that probably we need to hear from on that question. LaVarne, would you like to say something?
Hello, Tracy?
Yes.
Oh. You know, it's you know, when John was talking, when we started talking about our contingency plans as a foundation, and you know, what we are doing now is that we are just getting to a position where we are a network, and that each station is able to really carry its weight. And that's the plan that we're striving to really deliver for 2012. And as we know, and if that can happen, you know, if each station can contribute to the shared expenses, plus continue to pay down our major payables like Democracy Now!, that's the plan. Again, the budget is the plan. So, but on the part of the moves, as has been discussed and as John has said, you know, what we're looking for is that we will have to, in terms of the national office does direct mail campaigns, we've done like once a year. So doing this, that would, you know, probably rev up our need to do one twice a year. So you're absolutely right. But the major emphasis for us as a foundation, as we go back to a level of solvency, is for each station to be able to carry its own weight, and also to consider what Ken had said about, in terms of number of days fundraising, that we can't just increase those in order to do that, but we have to have each station be able to generate the funds to pay for the shared expenses.
Okay. Arlene, do you have anything to add about sort of Pacifica's ability to support PFW in any way?
Well, you know, obviously we will have to work with the foundation as a whole when we get into these issues. It's pretty obvious that here at the national office we do not have any spare funds at this point. But we're working very hard with each of the units to make sure that they're spending less than they're bringing in, and so, you know, we may have to ask for some short-term transfers, things like that. We'll face that when we come to it. But it does, you know, this is part of what being a network is, and we have to recognize that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So at this point in time, it seems to me that we have two options. One of them is, Ken had suggested something along the lines, it sounded to me, like perhaps moving forward with this budget as the most intelligent plan under the circumstances that WPFW could have come up with. And I also heard a couple of people wanting a little bit more time and maybe some written contingencies. So the choices that we basically have are to entertain the budget with perhaps some amendments asking for some additional contingency documents prior to the end of the month, and I think we could do that, or we can postpone the final budget review until the 23rd and ask for those documents to be prepared and for the opportunity to review them prior to moving forward on a budget.
This is Bruce. Can I ask a question?
You
in
can.
In reference to what you just... I'm not, you know, and I shouldn't speak here for John or Robert, but I'm not sure right now how much more of a contingency than we've explained that we're going to come up with. I realize that... it's possible for Robert to share, you know, the private information as far as, you know, the lender he's, you know, established a relationship with, and we could do that. But I'm just wondering if that sort of, if that's what we're looking for, is some, you know, just some backup documentation, if the committee saw fit to vote on our budget tonight and hopefully vote to pass it on to the PMB, that we could just add, you know, a request that those documents be provided to the PMB, so when they make their final review and look at it, they'll have that information available for them. I don't know if that's a practicable way to resolve that.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what I was suggesting, which would basically be passing or, you know, voting on the budget with the addition of particular documents that we would request be ready for the final PNB approval.
Madam Chair?
Yeah.
Ms. Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very serious concern that, you know, the answer to a question was that we were using the 2011 budget.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be essential for us to have the 2011 actuals through July, and then we can use the budget projections for the remaining months, before, so that we could have something that at least we know has a close relevance to reality, because I don't know what kinds of assumptions were made on the last budget. I do know that the last budget was done in comparison with the prior budget projection.
This is not the way to do
financing.
We have the actuals through the end of June, which is 9 months out of a 12-month year. Those actuals were distributed some time ago.
No,
Bruce
were they
can address
incorporated
this.
In this, in these figures?
Bruce can address this, but I have absolutely no doubt that the actuals for this year were consulted in the preparation of the budget. Would John or Bruce like to address this? Did you look at the actuals for the first 9 months of this year when...
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we've tracked them
all through the year, and we know where we pretty much stand. We know that we are on budget. And, I'd like to just say that it's kind of funny because if you'll notice, the budget we've been able to present to the NSC this time is the correct Pacifica template and everything, something we weren't able to produce right away last year. And this year we've made that a number one priority to make sure we presented the committee.
Right.
But
there are pages of assumptions, yeah, and backup data, which is contained within the body of the budget, right?
Right.
So
you'll see all the tabs down there and everything. And so it would be funny now to say that the only problem, the only reason for holding up the budget is because it doesn't show the 2011 actuals on here.
Mm-hmm.
But like you say, that information is available, and it's and I don't know, our assumptions from last year are actually proven by how closely the actual amounts coming in are fulfilling what we had projected.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll just finish by saying, but the other thing is, frankly, this coming year, 2012, is an absolutely extraordinary year. Now, the operational costs, are similar, but we have extraordinary costs coming in 2012. So it really fundamentally is a budget that had to look forwards rather than just simply back. There's nothing to look back at in recent years to compare with what we've got ahead of us.
Right.
But I think that's one of the other tremendous things about where we're going next year is it's the move, but it's also our desire to see WPFW, become the station it really can become. We've begun to fall into a rut and accept lower expectations and think that's fine. And the situation we find ourselves in where we have to raise extraordinary revenue is going to push us where we really ought to be, because this should be something we're doing every year. And 2012 is going to be the year where we see what we can do. And
Ken with a point of information. Earlier, there was a statement made, I think by John, that you were $94,000 behind budget for income. And you're below your target.
I think what Robert meant was that we're in the plus 94,000.
Right.
In other words, we're not in the over budget.
Could you please make a complete statement? $94,000 plus or minus of what line? $94,000.
That's cash in the bank. That's another of
of revenue after expenses.
Oh, you're $94,000 net above the budget.
Right, and this is not, which doesn't mean that it's enough, but it, in past years we would have been much lower. So we can foresee the this next month and a half or so, and finishing the year not in the red, but in the black, and that was our was our goal.
All right. So I heard two specific sort of requests, neither of which I think has been met. So let's think about exactly how we could meet them. One was from Bill Crozier, and the request was for some sort of a written contingency or statement as to, you know, if we come up short, these are the steps that we will take to address that revenue shortfall. Think.
Uh-huh.
And to have that in writing, just so it's clear that some thought has gone into it and we can sort of demonstrably demonstrate that to the PNB when we, you know, have to present this budget and our approval of it. The second thing that I heard was from our poll, which was a statement to the effect of, well, if the bottom comes out and the network as a whole is facing some challenges around PFW's move, have we given any thoughts as to how and in what concrete ways the rest of the network, including the national office, could allocate resources to help out if we have to? Those are the two things that I heard. Maybe there's other things out there, but those were the two. So what I'm wondering is not to make extra paperwork because I don't want to, but, you know, to show that we're going through a meaningful process here. Is it possible that before this budget goes to the PNB, that some documents that reflect some planning around those two situations, one from the national office or from the CFO, and one from WPFW could be generated? And then I think it would be up to the committee if we would want to withhold budget approval until we saw them, or if an assurance that this work would be done and we would have it in time for the PNB review would be enough to move forward. But I think it's the sense of the committee that we kind of want those documents in paper to accompany the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's kind of what I'm hearing. Okay. So do people feel that assurance that we'll have these documents is enough to move forward, or do we want to postpone the final NFC process till the 23rd when we've had a chance to look at them? And I'll just take quick straw polls on that. And you can say postpone or don't postpone. Let's go around. Ken?
I'm sorry. Do not postpone.
Kim?
Don't postpone.
I'm sorry. Who was that?
Jim, don't postpone.
Okay. Bill?
I guess I'm more inclined to postpone.
Yeah, this is just a straw poll. I just want to get a sense where people are at. Kim, what do you think?
I'd like to postpone.
Okay. Campbell?
I'd like to postpone also.
Barbara?
Don't postpone.
Okay. It's going to come out a tie. Who else haven't I can... Our poll.
Actually, straw polls are illegal.
Oh, come on.
I'm just
trying to get a sense of where we're at. We can have a vote. We can have a vote, and we will have a vote. I just want to see where people are at. What's your thoughts?
I would think probably postponing.
Okay.
But straw polls are still illegal.
Yes, we will have a formal motion, I promise you. What I'm saying is that it sounds to me like we will be ready to move ahead on the 23rd, but that the NFC does want to see those documents. So at the price of, you know, frustrating WPFW a bit, and I'm sorry, I think that's likely to be the motion that we're going to put forward.
And this is Bill again.
Yeah.
Yeah, just briefly, you know, I don't want to create a whole extra burden for you, but I think you're going to need to do it before the PNB votes on it anyway, and it would probably facilitate things at the PNB level.
Okay.
So in which case, if you can get it done in the next couple of weeks, even just something brief, I think it would help.
I'm also going to put out the possibility, while our next regularly scheduled meeting is the 23rd, that if people, that if the folks at PFW feel a lot of urgency around getting their budget approved in August rather than in September, if the documents are prepared and to us, we can always hold an ad hoc finance committee meeting to review them. That's not off the table.
Terrific.
Okay.
Terrific.
So that said, would someone like to put forward the motion that we've kind of straw-polled together, or should I do that?
Go for it.
All right. So the motion is the NFC requests the following documents to support the proposed WPFW divisional budget. A contingency plan that addresses a possible revenue shortfall in the range of, say, 20% from the proposed budget for 2012. And two, a, I guess, national office contingency plan that addresses the challenge of directing additional resources towards WPFW if needed. The NFC will promptly review the WPFW budget on the submission of those two documents. And I think that's it.
Arlene, to the stack?
Yes, Arlene.
I'd just like to remind the committee that I have no problem with requesting some backup information, but we really jerked WPFW around last year on their budget, and I think pretty unfairly. And I want to be careful that we don't get into that again this year.
I agree. And I think that's why we're being specific about exactly what we're requesting. And I would also request of the committee that if the documents that we're requesting are ready, that we make time in our schedules to meet and move forward. In other words, if they get this stuff done in the next couple days and an ad hoc meeting is required, then I think we should all commit to trying to do that. Barbara?
I'm not really clear. Who is preparing the P&O contingency plan?
The CFO.
Okay. You're not expecting WPFW to do that.
WPFW is preparing a contingency plan on their part.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We are
That's
also
fine.
Asking the CFO to address one regarding network resources.
Mm-hmm.
Arpal?
Yes, Arpal.
I think that it would be could be problematic with having an extra sudden meeting showing up. I mean, oh boy, because I have some things happening and other people maybe too. So the 23rd is already locked in, and.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that we'll have a meeting in a couple of days, maybe an extra meeting, could be a problem scheduling something. So I don't know. Maybe we should just if either do it tonight or do it on the 23rd is the deal, I think. But that's my thought.
And Tracy, for our part, for WPFW, I think I would agree with our Paul there that. If we're not going to vote tonight to pass the budget on to the PNB, I think the 23rd would be, since we're meeting again on the 23rd, should work.
Okay, so address.
I think it's true as long as we're not. It's not just stuck, pigeonholed someplace. and forgotten about. And I don't think that's going to happen. But that's a little bit of what happened last year, and I don't think it's going to happen this year. But so based on that, I would say, you know, we don't have to meet before the 23rd.
Okay. Yes, I will give you my word that it will be the top agenda item on the 23rd, you know, as long as the documents that we're requesting are there. And that, you know, as a group, we will take action on the 23rd. I think you can see from the Houston process that we did postpone until the following meeting. And as long as the things that we asked for were taken care of, that we didn't drop it or tie it up in knots or create a difficult process. So it sounds like Carlene's concern is addressed if we act on the 23rd. So let's go on that plan. So that said, are there any objections to the motion?
Could I read it?
Tracy, it's Arlene.
Yes.
Not an objection, but I think one thing that we need to really make clear and be talking about here is that tied in with this, we've got to, and we are from our end, working with WBAI. They've got to be paying their central services. They're going to also... They are talking about facing a move, and it may be that we have to say, hey, wait a minute, this just plain can't happen in the same year. So this is all part of, I think, what we need to be looking at as a finance committee and as part of the financial planning for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
This Ken to the SAC on this?
Okay, Ken.
I believe that Arlene's got valid concerns. However, I don't feel it directly relates to this motion. I think we could go ahead and see if this motion could be approved or voted on and then take up other topics later. I think we should move on the motion.
Mm-hmm. I'm inclined to agree. Arlene, the concern is, you know, absolutely noted. However, in a sense, we can't deal with BAI's budget until we deal with BAI's budget. But, yes. Things need to be thought about, you know, coherently and in relationship to each other. There's no doubt about that. Are there any objections to the motion that's on the floor?
I'd like to read it so that we all hear it again. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
All right. The motion, as I have it, is the NFC requests the following documents to support the proposed WPFW FY12 divisional budget. A, a contingency plan that addresses a possible revenue shortfall in the range of 20% from the proposed budget for FY12. And two, B. Okay. I do ones and twos, you do A's and B's. B, a national office contingency plan that addresses the challenge of directing additional resources towards WPFW if needed. The NFC will promptly review the WPFW budget on the submission of those two documents.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay. Sounds like that motion is passed. Thank you, everyone.
I call for an adjournment to go to closed session.
Can we? I just want to thank John and Robert for.
Absolutely.
For spending the time to be here and you know helping. You know.
We have one. Yes. Okay.
Yes,
everyone is helping me. Thank you so much, John and Robert. We appreciate your time. We will try to act on this promptly in 2 weeks.
Well, thank all of you, and thank you for your consideration. I look forward to meeting all of you in September.
Thank you. With that said, we have one more item in open session. It will not be long, and then we can adjourn to closed session. That item is an update on the WBAI process in terms of timing and whether or not it is necessary for us to vote through a waiver, because at this point, they are still under the August 11th timeline, and that is in 2 days. So, R. Paul, could you advise us where things stand?
Yeah, let me look at this precise moment, and yes. As of this time, we have, one, gotten the Finance Committee has been going over the budget on pretty much a weekly basis here, and we've gone over it. We didn't get to the point of voting to recommend it, but we realized that we've gone over it, and we recommended the income side of it. We didn't get through enough of the expense side of it to make a recommendation for the whole thing, but there it is. We figure it'll just go to the LSB as it is and go on. I got that revised budget just before this meeting began, so we haven't had a chance to... The LSB itself hasn't had a chance to look at it. Plus, as of this exact moment, we do not appear to have a venue for tomorrow night's LSB meeting.
Oh, dear.
It's possible we may not have tomorrow night's LSB meeting. It's less than 24 hours. There's no announcement of where it might be. The chair has been having a hard time finding a place because the usual places have various things not working out for us. So I
okay.
do think we will need an extension, a waiver, whatever we want to call it.
Okay. Do you have a projected date that you would like, that you would request?
Well, I would say, I would say after the 23rd. I am looking at, we have a motion passed in January 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago now, about when we would meet, and there are possibilities for meetings on the fourth Thursday of a month. There are different interpretations about what that means, but I would say since the 23rd is going to be there, and we don't have another meeting in August, after the 23rd, I would say give us to the end of August.
Standard for Harold and Andrea.
Does that sound
okay? So you're requesting till the end of August. That would mean we have one waiver in place until the 23rd and two at the end of the month, which would basically give us three budgets to deal with in September. That doesn't sound too crazy. I mean, it sounds workable to me, although it's likely we will have to meet every Tuesday in September before the National Board meeting, but that's okay. That is life on the NFC. Would someone like to put forward a motion granting WBAI a waiver until August 31st or September 1st?
This is Bill.
Yes.
No, why can't we just... can you do it by the 23rd?
Absolutely.
Do you don't think the LSB will be able to meet before then?
Absolutely no guarantee of that.
Okay. Well, we can definitely give them a shorter string in the hope that it will work and simply confront it on the 23rd if it has not. That gives us the option to basically remove the budget from the LSB at that point. If things don't look encouraging for getting the budget through the LSB, it might give the NFC a bit more flexibility. Do you want to make that motion, Bill, for the 23rd?
I move that we extend the deadline until August 23rd for WBAI to submit their budget.
Okay. Any objections? Okay.
I need to talk about this. Efforts have been underway to get tomorrow to happen. And the folks doing that, which is primarily the chair, will, I guess, at some point, I don't know, tomorrow we may have a meeting, which if we have a meeting tomorrow, I think there may be objection to not having seen the budget for long enough. So I would say the 23rd is extremely unlikely, in my opinion. This is not official. I don't have a crystal ball. But in my opinion, the 23rd, we are unlikely to get that because we would have to have 7 days notice. That would mean that if tomorrow we found a place, we couldn't meet before the 17th. And that would be unlikely. That would be like the 17th and 18th.
What are the odds of those 2 days coming up? Friday, we're not going to be in a Friday night. The Monday is unlikely. So I think that if we I think we need to go to the end of the month to be flexible, because I'm looking at more like the fourth Thursday would be the 25th. I think that if we do this, we're just going to come back on the 23rd and have to deal with it. And I would really prefer that the LSB at BAI get to vote on the budget. The Finance Committee has been hacking away at this thing for months now. So I'd like to see it go to the LSB.
Okay. So here's where we are. We do have a motion on the floor. The only thing that I'm going to say is, of course, if we don't get an LSB-approved budget on the 23rd, before the 23rd, then at that point we could either approve another waiver or not. But, yes, it means that we have to deal with it again at the next meeting. Our poll would prefer a longer waiver. I think what we will need to do is vote Bill's motion up or down. And if the motion fails, then, R. Paul, you can introduce a motion, or someone else can, for a waiver till the end of the month. You've heard the arguments both ways, so I think we'll just go to a vote on the motion that's on the floor, with the understanding that if it fails, then we will entertain the motion for the later waiver.
Okay,
Since this won't be unanimous, R. Paul, you'll have to call the roll on the 23rd motion.
Yes. The motion is to extend the deadline to August 23rd for WBAI. Ken Aaron.
Abstain.
Okay.
Jim Boyd.
Four.
Bill Crozier.
Was that a yes?
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, no. Tracy Rosenberg?
I'm going to vote no.
Alex Steinberg? Barbara Wipperman?
No.
Wait, I'm confused. I just took a vote. I thought
we're in the middle of a vote. Let's finish the vote, and then before we count them, we'll answer your question, Kim.
Yeah.
So, and then if you need to change your vote, you can change it. Art Paul, can you finish the roll, and then?
Okay, 1 second. We have had a very small computer difficulty here. This will take mere seconds to correct here. Sorry about that. I'm using a new way of doing this so that it tallies up automatically. All right. LaVarne Williams?
I abstain.
That's an abstention. Bruce Wolf? Bruce Wolf?
Bruce?
Sorry, I was on mute. Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
The chair wanted... Before we announce a count, to do something or what?
Kim, you
had a question.
I thought you wanted this, R. Paul. You don't want this?
No.
What do you want?
I'll want a longer extension later
on. Let's do it, and we can always change it.
All right.
So Kim is changing her vote from no to yes.
No, I'm not changing my vote.
Oh, okay. You're saying you want the shorter waiver, and
yeah.
If we need to give another waiver on the 23rd, that's what we should do. Okay.
I mean, that's what we're going to do. You know, what else?
That could be,
do?
Yes.
What else?
Okay, well, it sounds to me like the motion passed.
The vote is 5-4, 3 against, 2 abstentions.
Okay. Sorry, R. Paul. We're giving you a waiver till the 23rd. If on the 23rd we don't have an LSB-approved budget, then I believe the committee will entertain a motion for a waiver to the end of the month, but we're not going to take that up until the 23rd. So it goes. Okay, so with that, I think we are ready to go into closed session, which will be no longer than 30 minutes, I promise, hopefully a bit shorter. Does everybody have the closed session number?
Are you going to give it out over the air?
I'm not, but I will email it if anyone is unable to locate it.
Are you announcing that we're adjourning right now?
I'm asking if everyone is ready. It sounds like everyone's ready. All right. This closed session is hereby adjourned. Good night.
See you later.